This is North Shore High School Sports on MSO News Sports. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell in Revere tonight. It's a girls' basketball matchup. Undefeated Revere High School at 14 wins and no losses under the direction of head coach Leanne O'Hara, playing host to Lynn Classical, 13-4 on the year. They're under the direction of their head coach, Tom Sawyer. Earlier this year, these two teams met, and Revere came out on top 55-43. However, Classical played it tough right into the fourth quarter. Who to watch tonight? Well, offensively, Classical's Paris Wilkie, certainly one to watch, averaging just over 18 points per game, has scored many games, I think, in the 20-plus range so far this year. And on the other side, for Revere, Valentina Pepik, averaging just under 20 points per game for the Patriots this year. What's interesting, this is actually, here we are on the third day of February, and this is just the fourth home game of the year for this Revere girls basketball team. Well, up next, the head coaches will join us here on MSO News Sports. That would include Tom Sawyer from Classical, Leanne O'Hara from Revere. Stay with us.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821. With great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at HarringtonTrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Tom Sawyer, head girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School in Revere this evening to take on the undefeated Patriots. And, Tom, you guys are coming off a tough loss on Tuesday night, but tell us how the team's looking and looking ahead to this game tonight.
Yeah, obviously this is a big game for us. Revere is leading the league, and they're undefeated, and according to the Boston Globe, we're the number one ranked team in Eastern Massachusetts. So obviously a tall challenge for us, and I think we're prepared, and we're definitely going to give it a shot.
But you guys, tell us a bit about your season. 13 wins, 4 losses. So Classical has done very well this year.
Yeah, we have. We've had a good year. Until we lost in triple overtime on January 31st, we were undefeated in the month of January. We had ripped off 11 in a row wins. And unfortunately, last Tuesday, we had a great game with Peabody. Triple overtime, they just made a few more plays than we did. So this is the first game since that, and we're looking to bounce back and have a good effort tonight against a very good Revere team.
And I understand Peabody earlier in the year was one of those teams that was hoping to get players back. Maybe they're getting them back and they're starting to put it together.
Yeah, Peabody's very good. Yeah, they are healthy now, which is good. And they're a very, very solid team. And like I started this season, and I haven't changed, is Rivera's clearly the best team, and then the rest of us are very equal. And I think that showed when you play a triple overtime game. I don't think you can get more equal than that.
No, not at all. Anything else, Tom, that's maybe unique about this team, this edition of the Rams, opposed to some of the other teams you've coached?
Yeah, I mean, we're junior and senior laden. Some of the other teams that we've had the last few years, we've had some sophomores and some freshmen that required to play key minutes for us, and this year we haven't done that, which I think is good, and it's good for them, because if they're not quite ready for the varsity level, it's better that we get them some time on the JV level, and we've been able to do that this year because of the eight juniors and seniors that we have on the roster.
Last question on Revere and this game, this matchup tonight. I mean, this is a team that's got quickness, they've got size, I mean, they've got what you might expect them to have to be where they're at this point of the year, and that is undefeated. So what do you do to stop them?
Good question. Since they're undefeated, nobody's figured it out yet, but you're exactly right. They've got, you know, to be as good as they are, you have to be multifaceted, which is they are. They have size. They have an extremely good point guard. They have an extremely good wing player. So they're multifaceted, and you can try to take away one thing, but then nine times out of ten, somebody else will step up. And, you know, we beat them last year at our place, and we beat them because we scored. And we're going to have to score tonight to win, because they're too good to think that we're going to hold them in the 30s. I just don't – we can play outstanding defense, and I think that they're going to get more than, you know, 30-something odd points. So we're going to have to score. And if we hit some shots, you know, we can stay in the game. You know, you keep it close going into the last 4 minutes. You never know what might happen.
Yeah, that's a very good point. All right, Tom, share with us your starting lineup for Lynn Glasgow tonight.
Yeah, starting tonight for us will be two seniors, a forward, Sunita Shrey, very athletic kid, very good on the defensive end, can be explosive, had 33 points earlier this year against Everett. The other senior that's starting is a guard, Priscilla Luador, and she's a kid that has a knack for getting us going when things maybe stall out a little bit. Also starting will be a forward, junior Tiara Horton. She's our undersized person who plays inside but plays a lot bigger than her size, and tall ass for her tonight. When you're playing 2 6-footers and you're about 5'7" on a good day, she's going to have to really box out. Our last two starters are also juniors. It's our point guard, Jay Lee Madrano, who's run the point for us and done a real good job all year long. And our last starter is our leading scorer, forward Paris Wilkie, also a junior. And then one player that we have that comes off the bench that is a key contributor is also a junior, Arianis Delgado, who has the ability to hit the outside shot, but also is a very good, tough rebounder, and we're definitely going to need that type of effort tonight.
All right, Tom, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
All right, Bill, thank you very much.
Yep. Tom Sawyer, head basketball coach, Lynn Glasgow Girls Basketball. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Leanne O'Hara, girls basketball coach, Revere girls basketball. And tonight, just your fourth home game of the year, you were telling me. I can't believe that here with a record of 14-0.
Yeah, we're still getting used to playing at home, so it's good to break it in.
break in the court here in February. Oh gosh, you know. So, well, tell us about this season so far. I mean, does this exceed expectations coming in as a first year head coach here?
Well, I have to tell you, I came into a lot of pressure. That was an expectation. These girls wanted to win. They got used to winning last year, so I think the expectation was on me to live up to the standard that they were expecting. So
it's kind of a few kind of a deal, right?
Yeah, yeah. I knew they were going to be talented and good in their league. So, you know, their motivation helps.
What I know you've had, you know, you've been challenged in games this year. I mean, what was the most sort of challenging game, if I could ask you that kind of question, so far this year?
Sure. I still think it comes down to that first game at St. Mary's when I really didn't know my team and their talents. And I knew St. Mary's and what they had. So overcoming that and actually pulling out a win in our first game was huge for us.
So. Yeah, that would be huge, yeah. to pull that one out. All right, so now the team. What about as far as progressing, as far doing things on the court, the things, whether it be team defense, team offense, those kinds of things, team chemistry? It sounds like those things are coming together, too.
Very nicely. Definitely team defense is what we've been working on all season. One of the girls was telling me they were watching film earlier during school today, and they couldn't believe how much better they had gotten on defense as a team and stepping in and helping and rotating. And I'm really proud of that, and they're happy to have gotten that. The offense, they kind of never had a problem scoring. I know that I probably shouldn't say that. But I do know I saw them in summer league, and there are kids on this team that can just score. And that helps the offense to run better. So,
now, when you look at the matchup tonight against Lynn Classical, they played you tough for a while in the first matchup this year. So how do you look at this team? And, of course, they're coming off a tough triple overtime loss to Peabody.
All right. I told my girls that they better be ready to play, that there's no way Classical is going to walk into this gym and not be motivated to get a win. So, you know, they have some really talented players, hardworking girls. They don't quit, so they're going to definitely be a challenge for us.
And now people are noticing your team. When you go 14-0, you get some statewide recognition and so on. You are getting recognition as a program. For not that you weren't before, but obviously as we move into February and you're still undefeated, you're drawing some attention.
Yeah, no pressure. Constant pressure. It's all I think about. I'm up all night trying to figure out game plans and strategies to win, so...
All right, Coach. Why don't you run through your starting lineup for us here for tonight's game?
All right. So starting at guard is Pamela Gonzalez. Our point guard is number 13, junior Tatiana Icavello. Another guard is number 20, Emily DiGiulio, sophomore. And we have a senior forward, Samantha Woodman, number 33. And finally, Valentina Pepik at center, number 41, also a junior.
Coach, any other injuries, illnesses, or anything looking at tonight's game?
We're healthy. Yeah. We're good to go. Good to go.
Good. Great. All right, Coach, good talking with you, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Leanne O'Hara, head girls basketball coach at Revere High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
And welcome back to Revere. And we are just underway. The ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Revere High School, and they've got the basketball, and they're taking it to the basket. The first drive to the basket. Waved off. He'll lay in, but a traveling violation against the Patriots. So we're just underway. You heard our starting lineups from both head coaches just a moment ago. Lynn Classical gets the ball on the turnover, and they start it back, working left to right with the away green uniforms, white numerals, and some gold trim around the uniforms. Ball batted free, loose on the floor, picked up, though, by Schrey of Lynn Classical. Off on the right side with it for Lynn Classical High School. Wilkie has it batted away, and a turnover. And right back is Revere. Revere 14-0 on the year.
Lynn Classical having a great year themselves, 13-4. They lost to Revere earlier this year. Revere sets up, working patiently around the perimeter. A jump shot deep in the right corner doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Classical. But the player is called for a traveling violation. Emily DiGiulio took that jump shot out on the right wing. Maybe a three attempt. It didn't go for Revere, but they get the basketball back. The inbounds pass comes to Gonzalez, right side, back up top for a three. A ball hits on the rim, taken there by Icavilla. And Classical gets the rebound, a take to the basket, a drive, and a foul. Here's our first foul. It was Jaylee Medrano with the take for Classical High School, a shooting foul, and we'll go to the free throw line. Jaylee Medrano, a junior, one of the leaders, if not the leader, for assists on this team. Very quick. Medrano at the free throw line for two shots. First one's in the air, and that doesn't go. Understand Classical struggled at the free throw line earlier this week on Tuesday night in their game against Peabody. The one they lost in triple overtime. You heard Coach Sawyer talking about that in the pregame interview. Tough one there. Second one's in the air, and that is no good. Two missed free throws. Offensive rebound. Shrey had it on for a moment, but then it goes off her fingertips over the end line. And this will be a Revere basketball. Scoreless game here. Just a minute gone by in the first quarter. Revere and Lynn Classical. Revere here at home. Heard the note that this is just their fourth home game of the year. Icavilla with it down in the right corner. A shot taken there by Woodman doesn't go. Happy birthday, by the way, to Samantha Woodman of the Revere girls basketball team. And now a reach and foul, I believe. Unless it was a ball batted out of bounds. Yeah, batted off a Revere player. So this will be a Classical basketball on the sidelines. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Classical to inbound the basketball. Aluador with the inbounds pass off for Medrano. She dribbles from right to left down into the left corner. Launches a shot from there. Doesn't go. It's an air ball. And the rebound is pulled down by Valentina Pepik. She's got the size, the height. Some good ball skills as well. Dishes it off to a teammate and they bring it up court. DiGiulio with it in the right corner. Back up on the right wing. Back on the left for DiGiulio underneath. Layup. No, didn't go. The rebound is grabbed by Classical High School. With it there for the Rams. Bringing it up court is Wilkie. Paris Wilkie at the take to the basket, and she falls down. She's tripped and stumbles over one of the defenders, goes down, and the ball goes out of bounds. No foul call. And, or either way, it's just a turnover, and Revere gets the ball back. Here we come back the other way. Still not a score in tonight's game. We're in the first quarter. Revere working it around the perimeter. Pepik, right corner jump shot, no good. Rebound tipped around a little bit, grabbed by the Rams. Shrey takes the feed from the paint out on the left wing. Drops it back to her teammate. Return pass to Shrey. And down underneath, a layup attempt doesn't go. Taken there by Paris Wilkie. And the rebound is Revere's. Up into forecourt on the left to Julio. Back off on the right wing. A three ball from the way out top. No good. A rebound and a traveling violation. The three attempt was taken by Tatiano Icavilla of Revere. Tatiana Icavilla, a junior for Revere. Now just about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score here. Here's Shrey with a take to the basket. She's in the paint. No, doesn't go. The rebound tipped back out to her teammate. Jump shot there. No, it's short. And Revere has it. DiGiulio with the basketball on the dribble. Drops it off to her teammate, Pamela Gonzalez. Down underneath, a lay-in. The first basket, Valentina Pepik. Just put it off the glass on the right. It rolled around the rim and fell down through for the first 2 points of tonight's game. 4:38 to go, first quarter. Here's a Classical jump shot. It's redirected, tipped on the shot. Partial block there by Classical. Loose ball picked up by the Patriots. DiGiulio with it off on the left to her teammate, Icavilla. Back on the right side for Gonzalez, Pamela Gonzalez. Down to Pepik, right corner, cross-court pass up high on the left wing, bow down left corner to Julio. Shot doesn't go. Pepik, the offensive board, goes out to the corner, shoots, no, from the right side, and the rebound is Classicals. With that rebound for the Rams, it is Medrano, Jaylee Medrano. Her pass up court deflected out of bounds by Revere, It'll remain a classical basketball four-court left right in front of the Revere bench. Cheever into the game for Revere. Another sub coming in now for Classical High School. Going out of the game for the Rams is Horton.
Delgado in for Classical.
And Delgado is in. Paris Wilkie has it knocked away from her on the end line. It'll be a Classical basketball down in the corner on the end line, left corner. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Revere, low-scoring game. Schrey takes the inbounds pass in the circle. Back up, a shot is blocked again. This is the second, the second time in the last minute that the Revere Patriots have blocked a shot. Now a traveling violation against Revere.
Sam Woodman.
So we heard Coach Tom Sawyer talking about how he needed his team to score, he thought, in order to compete in tonight's game. Well, right now, they've gone over halfway through the first quarter without scoring. But they're only down by a bucket. 2-0 to score, 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Classical basketball, Wilkie, right block, has the ball knocked away from her. Loose ball, and it's grabbed by Gonzalez of Revere. She has the ball swatted away, but gets it back and starts with a dribble. Calmly up over midcourt. Right-hand dribble, back to the left hand and out of the right hand, and up with a pass out on the right wing to Icovello. On the left, Cheever into the game for Revere. Around the perimeter, off on the right side for Icovello. Her bounce pass down through the paint, goes over the end line and out of bounds. 3:16 to play first quarter. Again, it's a big battle here in the Northeastern Conference. Large division, Classical and Revere. Classical's had a very good season, as we mentioned, under Coach Tom Sawyer, Helen Ridley, an assistant coach, Rob Smith, coach, and Frank DeLuca on the coaching staff. Bill Devin is the athletic director at Classical High School. Gene Constantino, the principal at Classical High School. Here's a ball down into the paint. A turnaround shot doesn't go off the fingertips of Aluador, Priscilla Aluador of Classical High School. The rebound is Revere. Revere up court, working right to left. It's Gonzalez up top, looking at a zone defense by Classical. Kicks a pass out on the right side to Cheever. Back up to Gonzalez. She drives foul line left. Off on the left wing, Icovello to Gonzalez. Around the perimeter, down in the right corner. Bound in the paint. Shot knocked. Pass knocked away. Great steal there by Delgado of Classical High School. Good defensive play there. Didn't get the shot off that time, did Revere. And Classical has the basketball. 2:23 to go. First quarter down 2-0. And here's Delgado with a take to the basket. She draws a foul. No, that's Horton, excuse me. Tiara Horton at the free throw line. Free throw is no good. Classical has missed free free throws here so far in tonight's game. For Classical, for Revere High School, they're coached by Leanne O'Hara, assistant coach Melissa Randall, Kevin Adams, and Chris Magny. The athletic director is Frank Shea here at Revere High School. And we might talk to Frank at the half. We hope to talk to him. There's Horton hitting a free throw, and it's a 2-1 game. 2:16 to go, first quarter. We mentioned how it's Samantha Woodman's birthday on the Revere basketball team. It's also John Kingsman's birthday. He's keeping track of the score clock here tonight. A three out in the right corner by Revere High School. Makes it a 5-2 game. Three was put in there by Elizabeth Lake of Revere High School. Just into the game. 1:50 to play. 5-1 Revere. Foul underneath. Paris Wilkie going to the free throw line for Classical High School. Her free throw's in the air. She's got that. First points of the night for Wilkie. Second point for Classical. She's will attempt her second free throw. Free throw's in the air. That's good. All net. Swish. 5-3. Revere by 2. And they have the basketball. Pamela Gonzalez with the ball over midcourt. Down in the corner off for Lake. Back up to Gonzalez. Around the perimeter on the left side for Cheever. Down to Pepik, left corner. Goes cross court down to the right corner. Now they work it back around up high. Again, looking at a zone defense. Pass down to the right block. Not batted free. Classical comes up with a loose ball. Chance to tie here. Wilkie a drive, a layup. No, it didn't go. Had a little advantage, but came on the basket straight on. Sometimes those are the toughest ones to put in. And it went up over the rim and hit off the iron and came back out. Here's a three ball by Gonzalez of Revere. No. Pepik the rebound in the left block. Turnaround shot. No. Her own rebound. Shovels it off to a teammate. An extra pass. And they go out of bounds. Or a 3-second violation here against Revere. A minute five to go. Revere's substitution coming into the game is Emily DiGiulio. Going out of the game is Erica Cheever. It's just a two-point game. 1 minute to play. First quarter here on MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. Here's a take, a pass underneath, a nice pass underneath to Classical's Delgado, and she lays it in for the 2 points, and we're tied at five with just 45 seconds to go first quarter. Gonzalez with the ball up top, down in the corner, now to Pepik, off the glass, no, from the right block, rebound loose on the floor, Classical has it, and the Rams alertly call a timeout. Good timeout by Coach Tom Sawyer. Listen to North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And MSO News Sports delivers a local radio newscast every day in our North Shore Today Post. The North Shore Today Post features audio, photos, and text news updates. We do add to that throughout the day from time to time if there is breaking news on our North Shore Today Post, as was the case today with a few news stories added to that post today. Got a post up on our website with the undefeated North Reading boys hockey team under the direction of Coach John Gigliotti. They won last night over Masconomic to keep rolling along. They play Matignon tomorrow at the Kasabuski Rink at 4:30. Also, you can email us at our email address, which is msonewsports@gmail.com. Always like to hear from you here at our website. We do have high school basketball next week for you. Tuesday night, Peabody playing at Beverly. It's a boys' game. And then 1 week from tonight, we'll be in Wakefield for a girls-boys doubleheader as Melrose comes to town. It's their great rivalry matchup. Both games at Wakefield High School. 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. After the timeout, Classical gets the basketball and they start up court. With the ball, it is Jaylee Medrano for Classical High School. They'll run some time off the clock. 15 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Coming down to the quarter. Here's Wilkie traveling. Got defended in the front and from behind and turned the ball over. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. And it is Revere's Icovello inbounding the ball. Coming with a dribble up over midcourt. Ball knocked away by Wilkie. Here's the take to the basket. Lays it up. Didn't go, but she got fouled. She got the advantage. She broke it down, and Wilkie has a decent size, and she can handle the ball and had the take. Looked like she almost was able to lay it in and then get the three-point play, but the ball rimmed out, and so now she's at the line for two free throws. She makes one here, and the Rams would have the lead. Misses off to the left. Wilkie just hit two free throws a moment ago for two of Lynn Classical's 5 points. Her second free throw will be in the air. To our right, and it's there in the air, and that's a miss, and the rebound is pulled down by Gotham off to Icovello, and a three, no, rebound Classical, then there's the buzzer sounding, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. Yes, a very low-scoring first quarter. We're tied at five, Revere and Lynn Classical here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsports.com. MSO Radio.
Well, a good Friday night to you all. I'm Bill Newell here courtside at Revere High School at the Roland Marullo Fieldhouse. And Lynn Claskill gets the basketball to start the second quarter. The inbound pass is swatted right away by Emily DiGiulio of Revere, but it comes free to Claskill. Rams have it, working left to right, and we have a traveling violation against Lynn Claskill High School. A turnover. Again, I go back to the pregame comments from Coach Tom Sawyer of Claskill High School saying that his team needed to score in order to win tonight. Now, that sounds obvious at one level, but of course, what he's saying is it's going to be tough to keep Patriots undefeated off the scoreboard here tonight. But so far, both teams have really struggled scoring as we're tied at five in the second quarter. Here's a Revere take to the basket. Gonzalez's shot doesn't go. And there is a rebounding foul on Megan Gotham of Revere. That's her first foul. And Claskill gets the basketball and a chance to take the lead here. Hanging tough. 7:30 to go, second quarter. Revere and Lynn Claskill tied at five. Yes, that's the right score. Here's Schrae with a take to the basket. A scoop, no. And the rebound is pulled down by Gotham of Revere. Kicks a pass out on the right side, and they start up court. With the dribble, Icovello off on the right. Pepica, two is good. Jump shot from the right wing by Valentina Pepic. She's got 4 points now on the night and gives the Patriots a 7-5 lead. Claskill basketball. Madrano with it out on the right side. Kicks a pass down on the right, off on the left wing for Madrano. Wilkie into the paint, swings. A hook shot doesn't go. The rebound is Pepix of Revere. Starts it up court. Off on the left, back to Pepic, give and go, and a foul on the floor. It'll be a Patriot basketball on the end line. Gonzalez with the take, and she's traveling. She started angling in from the top of the right wing, came in and then tried to kick a pass out to the right, and as she did, maybe she had trouble releasing the basketball or the defense collapsed on her, and she couldn't get the ball off, and there's a travel. Underneath it goes to Wilkie. Turnaround shot doesn't go. The rebound is pulled down by Gonzalez of Revere, right up court. We're moving right to left. Home white uniforms. Black numbers with the red trim around them for the Patriots. And Pepic with a jump shot out on the right wing. That's her third field goal of the night. And she has now 6 of the 9 Revere points. And the Patriots have a 4-point lead, 9-5. Claskill basketball. Schrae, right wing, slides by a defender, cuts to the paint. A runner, a scoop, doesn't go. And Gonzalez of Revere, the rebound. Up court, moving right to left. Pass trying to get Pepic on the run, doesn't go. And Lynn Claskill has it. Delgado with the basketball. Or Horton with it, rather. Excuse me. The shot doesn't go. Rebound loose around. Pepic picks it up. Off for Schrae. I'm sorry, off for Gotham. And Gotham off to Gonzalez, who comes from the right wing out to Pepic. Another jump shot from there. Doesn't go. Rebound is pulled down and sent right back outside up top to Gonzalez. They loop it down underneath to Pepic. It's swatted out of bounds, but there's a foul. Pepic was fouled. Pam Woodman coming into the game for Revere. Going out of the game is Megan Gotham. It'll be a Revere basketball underneath. Schrae committing the foul for Claskill High School. That's just her first foul. Wilkie out of the game for the Rams. Into the game for Claskill is Priscille Aluador. Official going over to talk to Coach Tom Sawyer. I'm not sure what this discussion is. Official from the near side here came all the way across the far side of the court to where Coach Sawyer was. Talked to him. Now on the inbounds pass, we have a foul. And Coach Sawyer sounded like he was pointing something out to the official. The official was noticing it and called the foul. 9-5, Revere leads, 5:27 to play. And the foul goes on Revere's Woodman. Her third foul. And it's a Claskill basketball. Down right wing, a three is good by Delgado. Three by Delgado. Check that. Arianis Delgado with the three for Classical High School. And the ball is on the end line on a dribble. Dribbler player coming in for Revere on the end line on the right, coming in from the right corner. Stepped on the end line. Turnover. Gotham into the game for Revere. Back into the game. Wilkie back in for Classical High School. On the dribble up over midcourt, it is Jalen Medrano for the Rams. Now man defense here by Revere High School. A pass underneath. Stolen away by Del Giulio of Revere High School. Off for Gonzalez. She controls the show for Revere High School. 4:44 to go, first half. 9-8 our score. Here's a Pepik with a jump shot from the right side is good. Valentina Pepik now with 8 points, six of them here in the second quarter. Wilkie back strong to the basket, kicks a pass out of the corner. It's too far, and it's a turnover, and it will be a Revere basketball. Inbounding will be Emily DiGiulio with Gonzalez coming up the tandem up to midcourt, and now Gonzalez on the dribble over midcourt for Revere. Bounce pass out on the left wing. A three is good by Icavello. That's her first points of the night, and Revere takes a 14-8 lead, creeping away here with 4 minutes to play, first half. Man defense here, playing the ball tight outside, and a violation here. 5 second call on Classical or Revere basketball. And Revere will inbound sidelines just in front of us. Emily DiGiulio to inbound. And into the game for Revere is Elizabeth. I checked that. Erica Cheever. Cheever on the dribble. Off on the right side. Here is Pepik. A jump shot. No. Battles for her own rebound. And it's a foul. They might call this on Pepik. Little contact. But it could go to, could possibly go to Gotham as well. Let's see who they do call it on. 14-8 Revere leads with 3:49 to play. We're in the 1-1 now. Going to the foul line will be Lynn Classical High School. It is on Pepik, and that would be her first foul. So she's not in foul trouble. However, Samantha Woodman does have three fouls for Revere. Jalen Medrano at the line for Classical. Free throw on the 1-1. Goes up, and it hits the iron and comes back out, so she won't get the bonus, and Revere gets the rebound and the ball. 14-8, Patriots lead. Right corner, three, DiGiulio, no, rebound Classical High School. Wilkie with it, and she'll come up over midcourt on the dribble herself. Line to the foul line, down the paint, kicks a pass out on the left, there's a foul. Defensive foul. That looks like it is on Erica Cheever of Revere. It is her first foul. We're in the 1-1 here, and Wilkie going to the line for Classical High School. Now, Classical will need to hit free throws to stay in this game, and Wilkie hits the first. Wilkie now 3 of 5 from the foul line tonight for Classical High School. All of her points have come from the free throw line. Gonzalez back in for Revere. Cheever checks out for the Patriots. 3.5 to go in the first half. Paris Wilkie of Classical at the free throw line. Next one's in the air. Really high arc. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Pepik of Revere High School. Off to DiGiulio. Gonzalez on the right. The little tip pass. Now Gonzalez pulls it back out. 20 on the shot clock. Ball down in the right corner. A three. Ball is good by Icavello. Tatiana Icavello for her second three of the night. 17-9 the score. Revere has opened this up a little bit. Here's a pull-up jump shot by Classical High School. Doesn't go. Off the fingertips of Medrano. Rebound Revere. Down court push. Jump shot left wing. Good. All net for Icavello. She's doing threes and now a two from inside the arc. And it's 19-9, a 10-point Revere lead. We'll take a break. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peavey. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peavey to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Sarkisian does have an expanded showroom there on Route 1 South in Peabody. Check them out, Sarkisian Sportswear. Tell them you heard the ad here on MSO News Sports. Right now, Revere has outscored Classical 14-4 here in the second quarter, taking the 19-9 lead. Shot missed by Classical. Down court, Pepik off the glass and in. She now has 10 points, 8 of them here in the second quarter. 2.5 to play till halftime. 21-9, Revere leads. Looping a pass into Wilkie, into the paint, and a straight-on layup is good by Paris Wilkie of Classical High School. 21-11, 10-point Lynn, 21-11, 10-point Patriot lead. Revere leading here. Pass into the paint, tipped away. Classical has it. Finally gathering in the loose ball was Delgado of Classical High School. Back and forth. Delgado, a three is good. It's her second three. Arianis Delgado with two threes and a two ball for a total of 8 points here in tonight's game. Revere leading 21-14. They have the basketball. Gonzalez out on the right wing, down to Pepik in the corner. Bulls by a defender, and a short little jump shot is good. She goes, she was in double digits. Now she goes to 12 points on the night. 23-14 the score. Classical has the basketball, pass underneath for Wilkie, off the glass and in. Paris Wilkie finding her way with a number of straight-on drive attempts that, again, not always the easiest ones to make. That time she got the pass underneath and got her position, wheeled around, and put it in off the glass and home for the 2 points. Outside shot doesn't go by Revere's Icovello. An offensive board, though, pulled down by the Patriots. They set up again, right corner to Julio. Shot, no, and the rebound is Shreys of Classical. Up court, one on two, now slides by a defender, and she's traveling. Turnover under a minute to go here in the first half. Into the game, Elizabeth Lake in for Revere High School. And Aluador in for Classical High School. And now Classical showing a little bit of backcourt pressure here, trying to double the ball in backcourt. Gonzalez with a pass up over midcourt to Lake. And a jump shot out there on the wing, no good. Pepik, the offensive board, back up. No, just a little bit short. Now it is Gotham. She can't get the handle on the ball to put the shot up. And the rebound is Classical's, and they bring it up court. Working left to right, down in the corner. Shot doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. It's tied up. And the arrow will go Revere's way. 27.6 seconds to play. First half, 23-16. Revere is leading by the 7 points. Here is Gotham. A dribble down to Pepik. Right block down to Gotham underneath. Off the glass on around the rim and out on the left side. Shrey of Classical with the rebound. Off it goes for Medrano. Down court, left corner. Wilkie, a shot, a three from the corner. No, rebound pulled into the right corner. A double, and the ball is knocked off one of the Revere players out of bounds. Good alert play there by Priscille Aluador for Classical High School. She was doubled in the right corner, had nowhere to go, but knocked it off the legs of one of the Revere Patriots, and it'll be a Classical basketball with 1.4 seconds to go here in the first half. Their trail, 23-16. Aluador inbounds. Wilkie gets it, shoots, and gets it! And it's a two-point shot, 23-16 before. Wilkie getting a three there. We're going to double-check that half. Scoring
Revere
here.
23, Classical 19.
23-19. I think they did give her a three on that. It was close. And right at the buzzer, and the half does come to an end. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Badruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Welcome back to Revere. I'm Bill Newell here at courtside with Revere in girls basketball, leading Lynn Classical by four at the half, 23-19. Joining us, Frank Shea, the athletic director at Revere High School. Frank, good evening. Welcome. Good to see you.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Great to have you here. And what a season this girls basketball team has had here at Revere already, 14-0. Getting tested a bit here tonight for sure, and not the start that they would normally expect here. And what's also unusual here is it's just their fourth home game of the year. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, I don't know how the schedule turned out this way. I know we were in a couple of away tournaments, and it just, it flipped. The boys were home all December and January, and now, the girls are away, so now they're going to get five straight home games.
What kind of recognition is the girls team receiving here so far?
We're starting to get some. As you can see tonight, we have some local cable is here. We have the Lynn Item is here. The Globe is here. There's a number of other photographers here. So I think they're starting to get some recognition.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that is contributing to the slow start or just classical zone is really frustrating us. But the girls look a little bit nervous tonight.
Yeah. I talked to Coach Sawyer from Classical before the game, and he said, and I know what he meant by this. He says, we've got to score points tonight to win. In other words, if it's a low-scoring game, we're not going to win, is basically what he's saying. But right now, they're obviously not scoring points. On the flip side of that, he's got to be happy that he's kind of held Revere to the 23 points at the half, and it was just 5 points for each team at the end of the first quarter.
Right. We have a funny team. Like, we'll come out and struggle like this, and in the past, you look up and we're up 15 or 20 because, like he said, we do have the ability to put a lot of points on the board. And it happens like in a 3 or 4 minute stretch. I don't know if that's going to happen tonight. Like I said, I think Classical Zone is forcing us to play a little bit quicker than we like and forcing us to take some shots we're not accustomed to taking.
Both teams here, Classical coming in with a 13-4 record, so they're having a good year. They're a good team. So both of these two teams know how to play defense. I don't think there's any question about that piece.
Yeah. Oh, correct. Yeah. Correct. I mean, you know, like you say, 5-5 in the first quarter, it was a combination of things. There were a lot of turnovers, but a lot of those turnovers were caused by good defense at both ends.
Well, Frank, any other notes from the other sports here at Revere High School to share with us here at February 3rd here?
Yeah, I mean, our boys team right now is 7-7, and I think that's a big surprise for anybody who watched us play last year. It's a huge improvement. Just to still be in the hunt at this point in what we deem to be a rebuilding year is pretty exciting. Obviously, they got a tough one tonight over at Classical, but, you know, looking at their schedule the rest of the way, there's some more winnable games there, so hopefully they can grab enough to make it.
Now, Frank, they lost a young man who was one of the big guys. Is he back at all, or did he not? Is he able to come back? I remember maybe an injury. Maybe he is back.
Yes, he is back. Yeah. That was our center. He's back from his shoulder injury.
Yeah. And I know when we were here for Marblehead, he was not available
correct.
For that game probably a month ago now. It was a while ago, yeah.
Yep.
Probably last year, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. But,
could have been.
Yeah. But 2016, you know, December. Still not that long ago. All right, Frank, I'll leave you an open-ended thing. Any other thoughts here about either tonight's game or anything else here at the high school?
No, I just hope that we can continue playing and competing in all sports the way we are. I mean, I think the Northeast Conference this year in a lot of sports is very competitive, and that's what you want out of your league. And every night's a battle, whether it's boys, girls, hockey.
Yeah.
So it's been a good winter.
Good. All right. Well, Frank, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for your help here tonight, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Anytime. Thank
All right.
you, Bill.
Frank Shea, athletic director at Revere High School. The score at the half in girls basketball is Revere 23, Lynn Classical 19, right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your teams or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SaukesianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Welcome back to Revere High School. It'll be a classical basketball to start the second half on the alternate possession arrow, and the Rams have it, but they turn it over in the paint, and we are just underway. Rams had a little bit of a run right at the end of the first half, erasing a 10-point deficit down to 4 points here, 23-19, as we start the third quarter in Revere. DiGiulio with it. Quick bounce pass cross-court on the left side. Off for Woodman, and she banks it in. For the first points of the second half, Woodman with a birthday tonight. Here's Shrey of Classical High School driving, and Sunita Shrey lays it in, answering right away for the Rams. Yeah, Samantha Woodman celebrating a birthday tonight, or today, for herself. And now they send a pass underneath for Pepik, and Pepik puts it in. She had now 14 points in the game, so she's having a nice night tonight. Valentina Pepik for Revere. 27-21, 6-point lead, turnover. Classical, Revere basketball. Here's Gonzalez with it to the foul line, kicking a pass out left corner. A three ball, no rebound, offensive board. Pulled down by DiGiulio of Revere, knocked away from her, and Paris Wilkie comes up with it. Very poised up over midcourt, coming to the top of the circle, lost the ball, gets it back, lost her dribble now, does kick a pass out to Shrey, left corner. She drives a runner, and she's got it. Sunita Shrey with two buckets here in the third quarter, her first points of the night, and it's a 27-23 game. Classical trailing by that four-point margin. That was the margin at the half. Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. There's a basket out on the left wing by Woodman. 29-23. Classical basketball. Out left corner, three attempt, no rebound, loose on the floor, out on the corner, and Pepik tracks it down for Revere High School. Revere starting back up court. Icovello down to DiGiulio in the corner, back up to Icovello. Now they go cross court left, and it's Gonzalez dribbling down into the corner, back up top Icovello, down to DiGiulio, right corner, nails a three. DiGiulio with a three. Emily DiGiulio of Revere, 32-23. 9-point Patriot lead. And Lynn Classical has the basketball. Working right to left here in the second half. Medrano down in the corner to the paint. A pass. And Gonzalez takes it away. Up court. On the fly. Gonzalez off underneath. Pepik off the glass and home. Well, that's what you want. Your point guard to drive, penetrate into the paint, and kick it off to the bigger teammate for the easy lay-in, and that's exactly what Revere did. A good push and resulting with a lay-in for Revere. Listen to North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And MSO News Sports delivers a local radio newscast every day on our North Shore Today Post. The North Shore Today Post features audio, photos, and text news updates as well. Plus, check out top left-hand corner of our website, the 24/7 radio, which is available. Local newscast and feature interviews as well. Easy to listen to. Just click it on if you're at work or in the car or whatever. That's a great way to listen to programming here on MSO News Sports. Basketball Tuesday night. Boys action. Peabody playing at Beverly. 7 o'clock tip-off here on MSO News Sports. And then we've got the doubleheader 1 week from tonight in Wakefield. It's a girls-boys doubleheader. The girls at 5:30, the boys at 7. Now, the schools did that earlier this year over in Melrose, and the boys played first, then the girls played later on when they come back to Wakefield for the games next Friday night. A week from tonight, they will reverse that, and the boys will have the 7 o'clock game, and we'll have live streaming video of both of those games here on the website next Friday night. It's a classical basketball after the timeout, and up court comes Medrano. We're in the third quarter. Medrano, right, has a ball swatted away from her, gets it back. Now she's doubled, and we have a reach-in foul on Revere. Let's see who this is on. 34-23, up to an 11-point lead. Gonzalez committing her second foul for Revere. An 11-point lead. Clasco trying to stay in contact here in this third quarter. Here's Wilkie, a three attempt from the right corner. Doesn't go. Rebound is DiGiulio for Revere. Off to Gonzalez, top of the circle. Rams setting up defensively. Here's a drive by Gonzalez. Doesn't go. She gets her own rebound on the tip and pulls it back out into the corner. Back up top to DiGiulio. Icovello, left corner, down underneath for Gotham. Back up top to Icovello. In the left corner, Pepik. Underneath Gonzalez, off the glass and in. Gonzalez going down low and laying it in for the 2 points. 36-23. 13-point lead, biggest lead of the night here for Revere High School. Schrey pass underneath for Wilkie, off her fingertips over the end line. Turnover, just not going Classical's way right now here in the third quarter. Substitution going out of the game for Classical. Horton out, Delgado in. Arianas Delgado in, junior. One of their leading rebounders coming in off the bench for Coach Tom Sawyer in Classical High School this year. Icovello underneath Pepik. Turnaround shot doesn't go off the iron. Rebound Gonzalez. Picked it up off the floor. Kicks a pass out to DiGiulio. Now back to Gonzalez in the foul line. And she is fouled. Not a shooting foul. So that's just the first team foul against Classical here in the second half. Schrey committing it, though. And for Schrey, that's her third foul. That happened quickly. Icovello with the inbounds pass. They work it down low. Turnaround shot doesn't go by Gotham. Rebound on the floor. Grabbed by Classical High School. Here's Wilkie flying over midcourt. Right to left. Kicks a pass out to Schrey. Schrey foul line. Now back out. Pull up jump shot from the circle there. No. Rebound Gotham. Pulls it down. Kicks it off for Gonzalez. Coming quickly over midcourt on the left side. Now on the left wing stops, but still dribbles off for Icovello up top on the right for DiGiulio. A dribble up high, now dribbling back down toward the baseline on the right side off for Pepik, back to DiGiulio on the outside. Gonzalez top of the circle is traveling. Started the feet before putting the ball down, says the official in front of us here. 3:13 to go third quarter, 13-point Revere lead, 36-23. Well, Coach Sawyer knew his team needed to score points tonight. Right now, they're not scoring at the pace that he needs them to in order to win this game. But things can change here. But give Revere credit defensively. Both teams have played well defensively here tonight. Medrano off for Schrey, left side. Bounce pass underneath Wilkie. Nice pass, and she takes it to the basket, and she is fouled. Well, I'm sure what Revere is doing is they're not making anything easy at all for Wilkie. Their leading scorer, averaging just under 19 points per game for Classical High School. So Paris Wilkie going to the free throw line. Her free throw is good. She'll have another, fouled in the act of shooting. She had 10 points in the first half. Now she has 11. Second one is good. She has 12. 36-25. Rams cut the lead to 11. Inbounds pass to Gotham. Working with DiGiulio in backcourt. And she comes into forecourt over midcourt. Kick pass off on the right for Icovello. Sets up underneath Pepik. Gets position. Turns off the glass. No. Rebound. Gotham pulls it down. There's that rebounding size that Revere has. But there's a traveling violation on Revere. Turnover. Classical basketball. 2:37 to go third quarter. Timeout called by Revere High School. We'll take it here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Revere. Bill Newell, courtside here at Revere High School at the Roland Marullo Fieldhouse. And Revere girls basketball is leading 36-25, an 11-point lead. They're 14-0 on the year. Classical basketball. Shrey to the foul line, kicking it back out on the right side. Oh, three attempt by Madrano. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Classical High School shot is good by Delgado. Follow-up shot just about 8 feet away on the right wing. 36-27, down to a 9-point lead. Wilkes knocks the ball free, and it comes free to Classical High School. A turnover against Revere, and the Rams have it. Shrey left wing, slides by a defender. Little jump shot, doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Revere. Keanu Napolitano with the rebound for Revere, just into the game for the Patriots. Icovello on the dribble, coming right side, being guarded by Shrey. Man-to-man defense here by Classical High School. Now down to Peppett, a reach-in foul on Classical. A minute 44 to go here in the third quarter, 36-27, Revere by 9. They have the ball on the end line. DiGiulio to inbound for Revere. Some subs coming into the game for Revere.
Gonzalez.
Cheever, Gonzalez, and Woodman into the game for Revere. Three new players in. Gonzalez on the inbounds pass off for Cheever on the right wing. Back up top to Gonzalez to Cheever on the right. On the dribble on the wing, back up to Gonzalez. Up top on the left wing, Icovello. Down low, Pepik. Back kicking it off to Cheever. Right baseline jumper. No rebound, Classical. Wilkie with it. Lost it, picks it up, and comes out running with a dribble. Kicks a pass out on the right baseline. A shot is up off the glass. No by Delgado, and Revere comes up with a loose ball. Just over a minute to go, third quarter. Cheever, right wing three, doesn't get it. And it's off the glass, not the rim, and Classical has it. Player there, Delgado, struggling to find someone open to pass to, now gives it off for Madrano. Comes to the paint, drives, lays it up and in. Jaylee Madrano with the 2 points, 36-29. Rams coming back here, down seven. Under a minute to go, third quarter. It's a 13-point lead by Revere earlier in this third quarter after they led by four at the half. Gonzalez to the foul line. Passes right. Nope. Spins. Keeps it to Cheever left side. Cheever back with a return pass. A scoop drive. She's fouled. Shot didn't go. 28 seconds to play, third quarter. seconds to play. Free throw is good. Cheever.
Liz Lake in for Revere.
Lake into the game for Revere. Next free throw is in the air, and that is good. Two free throws by Cheever. 38-29 our score. Classical with the basketball coming up over midcourt. With the basketball, Madrano, right side, down the right block. It is Wilkie, and she can't handle the ball on the end line. It'll be a Revere basketball as they start up court. Icovello off for Cheever to Woodman out in the left corner. Three is nailed there by Lake at the buzzer, and the quarter comes to an end. 40-39 our score, 40-29 our score, excuse me, an 11-point Revere lead at the end of three quarters. We'll be back with the fourth quarter just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Lynn Clasco gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing by 11 points, 40-29 here in Revere. Girls basketball on MSO. New sports, Northeastern Conference North, or a large game. Shrey for Clasco comes in from the right side, puts it up on the rim. It doesn't go for her, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of Revere. It'll be a Clasco basketball, so they retain possession of the ball on the end line underneath their own basket. To inbound will be Jaylee Madrano for Clasco High School. Two hands over her head, off on the right block. Wilkie hits the pass, takes it to the basket, and gets fouled. Shot didn't go for her, but she's at the line for two shots. Paris Wilkie of Clasco High School. 7 minutes, 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Free throw is in the air and good. She'll get another one. 13 points now for Madrano. Madrano at the free throw line for Lynn Clasco High School. Missed that one. And the rebound is pulled down by Woodman of Revere High School. Patriots coming up court, moving left to right. Pull up, jump shot is good by Icavello. First points here of the quarter for Revere High School, and they take a 12-point lead. 42-30 our score. Classicals, Wilkie traveling. Call made by the outside official. I think Coach Tom Sawyer's jaw dropped a little bit on that. I was blocked, but she did take a spin along the baseline, and looked like it could have been, but of course I did not see her feet, so I can make no comment on that. Here's Pepik throwing it into the paint on a pass, and it deflects out of bounds. It'll be a Revere basketball underneath their own basket. Sometimes I think that is an easier call for the outside official to make rather than the official right on top of it. Now that sounds a little strange. Revere basketball underneath, a pass intended for Pepik, swatted away, and the loose ball is picked up there by Madrano of Classical. Now back off on the left, a lay-in is put in by Delgado. We're underway here. And got a hand check here, a foul. Okay. It'll be a Revere basketball. Foul. Shrey committing the foul. Ooh, that's her fourth foul, too, I believe. That's her fourth foul. Sarita Shrey. And there'll be a substitution here for Coach Tom Sawyer in Classical High School. Coming into the game for Classical High School is Tiana Horton. Shot taken there by Revere, doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Classical out in the corner. With the ball for the Rams is Aluador. Now a down court pass off for Delgado, and she lays it off the glass and in, and it's an 8-point Revere lead, 42-34. Little run here for the Rams here, early going fourth quarter. 6:10 to play in tonight's game. But Revere is still leading by 8 points, 42-34. Revere basketball, working it around the perimeter, and it is DiGiulio on the take and a foul outside. Before the shot, it'll just be an inbound situation. Classical with 16 fouls now. Next one puts him into the 1-1.
Pam Gonzalez in for the Patriots.
Gonzalez coming back into the game for Revere. DiGiulio to inbound sidelines right halfway down on the right side in forecourt. Bounce pass out to Icovello. To Gonzalez, left wing, two hands over her head. Now takes it to the basket, kicks a pass out left corner, off. No, shot didn't go. Pepik the rebound, and a rebounding foul. It's on Revere.
Oh, that is on Pepik. That's her second foul, just her second foul. She'll check out of the game, and Megan Gotham is into the game for Revere. In for Classical Aluador on the inbounds pass, off for Medrano up over midcourt. Medrano fakes right, comes back left, off for Aluador. Jumper, no, rebound into the corner. It is Horton saving it, and I think knocked it off a Revere player. It'll be a Classical basketball right in front of their bench, halfway down on the right forecourt sidelines. 5:33 to go in tonight's game. Into the right corner, Wilkie a three. Got it deep in the right corner. Paris Wilkie with a three. 42-37 the score. They have, DiGiulio, a three, right side, Revere, no. Offensive board, though, out in the corner. Another shot, deep left side, no. And Wilkie tipping the rebound, but it comes back out to Gonzalez. 5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Revere sets back up, leading by 5 points, 42-37. Gonzalez, a three, no. Rebound, offensive board, Revere. DiGiulio gets the pass out on the corner, and they set back up again. Here's Gonzalez, right wing, under five to go, and a foul. A foul on Revere, block on the pick, a five-point ball game. That foul is on Gotham. That's her second foul. Timeout called by Revere. We'll take it. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
MSONewsports.com, MSO Radio.
Lynn Classical Basketball, they trail 5, 4:47 to go. They've had a run here in the fourth quarter to creep back into this basketball game. Here's a take to the basket, a wide open, a second follow-up. Wilkie got it! The follow-up basket by Paris Wilkie. Wilkie now with 13, 16, 18 points in tonight's game for Classical High School. And a foul outside, it's on Wilkie. Gonzalez was dribbling for Revere High School. Is that seven fouls? Yeah, that is now seven fouls. So we're at 1-1. Gonzalez at the line for Revere. Pam Gonzalez has 2 points here in tonight's game. But boy, she controls the game, does so many things well for this Revere basketball team. Definitely a standout, a noticeable player out on the court. So she's at the free throw line for the first time here tonight. Free throw's in the air. First of the 1-1. She's got it, so she'll get the bonus. Gonzalez getting ready for her second free throw. This one is in the air to our right. She's got that one, too. Two free throws by Gonzalez. 44-39. Revere in the lead. Classical with the basketball. Outside, Schrey, jump shot, foul line, no, rebound. It's all Revere there on the left side, and Gonzalez comes down with it. Gonzalez with the basketball, up over midcourt. On the dribble. Being guarded, 5-second violation, turnover. Guarded closely there by Classical High School, forcing the turnover. And it'll be a Ram basketball here with 3:58 to play. Lynn Classicals, Jaylee Medrano with the dribble up over midcourt, coming to the left side. Off on the right wing, loops a pass to Schrey into the paint, off the glass and in.
Sunita Schrey with the 2 points. She's got six now in the night. And it's 44-41, a three-point game. Rams making noise here in the fourth quarter. Gonzalez of Revere coming from the sidelines right. Almost doubled up for a moment there. Classical in the man defense. Gonzalez, 15 on the shot clock, out in the right corner. Pepik, jump shot. No, rebound. Classical High School with the ball there is Medrano. Down court right. Schrey lays it up and in. Sunita Schrey now with 8 points in the game. It's a one-point game. 44-43, 3 minutes, 9 seconds to play. It looked like the Rams were done at one point in this game. A take to the basket, a kick out on the left side, and a basket is made by Woodman. Big, big hoop by Woodman and Revere on the kick out pass. 46-43, Patriots by the 3 points. Classical's Medrano, off for Wilkie. Wilkie up top, starting, foul line, pull up jump shot. Wilkie, no. Offensive board, back up, and no. Second effort, man in by Horton of Lynn Classical High School. Back to a one-point game. 46-45. Here's Gonzalez, a take down the paint. No, ball didn't hit anything. Turnover, now another turnover, back the other way, and then Pepik hits a little jump shot. Oh, the Rams blew an opportunity there. They had a chance here. They turned it right back over to Revere. Here's Wilkie, a take. She's in and lays it in. What a strong take by Wilkie of Classical High School. Back to a one-point game. 48-47. What a finish here. 2 minutes now to play in this game. Gonzalez of Revere. Outside. Woodman, left corner. Down left block. Pepik spins to the middle. Now back to the left and off the glass and in. She's got 20 points on the night. And it gives Revere a three-point lead. 50-47 with a minute 40 to go. Medrano of Classical coming over midcourt. Now coming to the basket, left alone, lays it in, and she's fouled. It's a one-point game, and she'll go to the line with a chance to tie. Oh, man. They left her kind of. She slid by a defender up high, and by the time she got her way into the paint, she pretty much had a clean and easy lay-in and then drew a foul. So Medrano with a great take. She's got 4 points on the night. She'll go to the line to try to tie the game. 50-49. What a finish here tonight for these two teams. Earlier this year, it was Revere beating Classical 55-43 by 12 points up in Lynn. This one's in the air, and it is no good. Medrano can't hit the free throw, and it's a one-point game. Revere with the lead in the ball. A minute 30 to go. Cheever off to DiGiulio. Pepik, jump shot, got it! Valentina Pepik, 22 points now. Short little jump shot inside the foul line on the right. Schrey on the dribble to midcourt. Schrey got a strong take off the glass. No. Wilkie, the offensive board, up. No. And Wilkie steals the ball. Left baseline jumper, a three. Wilkie got it. It's a three. And that ties the game at 52 here, and we'll keep it right here. What a finish we're having here. Paris Wilkie, let me just total her up here. She has 13. Let me do it another way here, folks. 10, 11. So she's got 23 points right now, Paris Wilkie. So she's having a big night here. But right back on the other side, we mentioned these two girls when we opened our broadcast tonight. Valentina Pepik, averaging just under 20 points per game. Well, she's got 22 points tonight. So she's putting in a big game performance tonight as well for Revere High School. So those are our two leading scorers tonight. No surprise that there are two leading scorers here tonight, but they are having very good games here tonight for their respective teams. This Classical team went to three overtimes on Tuesday night against Peabody before losing. They had some players in foul trouble. Right now, the one player they have in foul trouble is the Sunita Schrey with 4 personal fouls. Revere has Woodman with 3 personal fouls still. I think that's it right now. So let's see. It'll be a Revere basketball. They got the length of the court to go with 1:03 to go. Tied at 52. Inbounds pass comes to DiGiulio. Back for Woodman. On the dribble, Woodman over midcourt. Holds two hands over her head, bothered for a bit, and a timeout called by Revere. As they get into forecourt in a tie game at 52 with under 1 minute to play. Listen to North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. I mean, the show is basically as exciting as this game is here every single Monday night. I don't know how they do it, but what a finish we have here tonight. MSO News Sports also delivers a local radio newscast every day in our North Shore Today Post. The North Shore Today Post features audio, photos, and text news updates as well on a daily basis. Do check it out. Here on MSO News Sports, we had a post earlier this week. I think it was Thursday. Congressman Moulton holding some public forums tomorrow here on the North Shore. Details on our website here at MSO News Sports. Well, both teams will be coming out of the timeout here. In a tie game at 52-all. 54.2 seconds to play. Inbounds pass. Revere has the ball. Tie game, 52, under a minute to play. 48 seconds. Basketball, dribble outside. Pepik now has it out on the right wing. 9 on the shot clock. DiGiulio, right wing, 3. No, rebound. Who's got it? Klaskal has it. 36 seconds. We'll keep an eye on Coach Tom Sawyer. Here's Wilkie over midcourt. No timeout here. Wilkie to the runner. No. It goes. Coach Sawyer wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Gonzalez right back for Revere. Down in the corner. 20 seconds. What a finish here. Gonzalez, two hands over her head. Down low. Gonzalez, 15 seconds. Back off on the left wing. Shot off the rim. No. Rebound. Foul. Wait a minute here. We got a foul now. And we're in a 1-1. We just went into the 1-1 for Revere, and Klaskal will go to the line with 10.7 seconds to play. Let's see who this foul is on. Oh, it's on Revere. Now they say that.
Eric Achiever in for Revere.
Yeah, I don't know who they. Whatever they have. And I don't know if Shrey fouled out. Is she? She's out of the game. No, Shrey's in the game. They've got it wrong up on the board. One and one, free throw made. Horton for Klaskal makes the free throw. seconds to play. 1 point Klaskal lead. Horton will go for the second free throw. She misses that. And the rebound is pulled down by Cheever, and there's a foul. And both teams are into the penalty situation. So now we'll go back down on the other end. And Revere High School will have a chance to tie this. Erica Cheever of Revere going to the free throw line with 8.7 seconds to play.
Meg Gotham in for Revere.
Cheever at the free throw line. This is a 1-1 situation. Free throw is in the air. She's got it, and we're tied at 53. Here at home for Revere, just their fourth home game of the year. 14-0 on the year. They have not lost yet. Cheever, big free throw. And it's on the rim, doesn't go. Rebound tipped to the end line. It's a Klaskal basketball. Looks like we could be going to overtime here. Tied at 53 with 7.6 seconds to play. And now Revere wants a timeout. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here. Actually, you know something? We're going to keep it right here. Valentina Pepik with 22 points here on the night for Revere High School. And Paris Wilkie leading the way for Klaskal High School with 23 points.
Ariana Delgado with 14 points for Classical. Sunita Shrey with 8 points, all of them coming in the second half for the Rams. Did I mention that? Yeah, Delgado with the 14 points as well for Classical High School. So that's how the scoring has broken out for the Rams. And for Revere, well, it's really Pepik is their leading scorer, as we mentioned, with the 22 points leading the way for Classical High School. Lynn Classical to inbound with 7 seconds to play. In backcourt, Cheever steals it for Revere. She bombs it, but there's a foul. We've got a foul. Look at the reaction here from Coach Tom Sawyer of Classical High School. Their team has battled back, had a tremendous fourth quarter here, and they've called a foul at midcourt. Cheever, who just hit a free throw a moment ago to tie the game at 53, goes back to the free throw line for Revere. Here's Cheever with a chance. Makes it. ...54-53... Cheever going back to the line. Revere leading by 1 point in the 14-0 season. Free throw is good. Two big free throws. Classical inbounds. They'll bomb at the buzzer, and that's it. Revere High School pulls off the win, 55-43.
Revere High School Lady Patriots 55, the Lynn Classical Rams 53.
We'll step aside. We're back with our recap just ahead.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
It's over here in Revere, and it came right down to the wire, the final seconds, a game of inches, you name it, and it's Revere winning 55-53. They improved to 15-0 on the season. Classical loses the game here tonight. They fall to 13-5. Erica Cheever with 3 big fourth-quarter free throws. She had a total of 5 points in tonight's game, but she comes up with the game's biggest points. Wow. She comes down and hits free throws to tie and to win in tonight's game. Valentina Pepik, however, led Revere with 22 points. Paris Wilkie led Lynn Classical with 23 points in tonight's game. Arianis Delgado with 14 points for the Rams. So that's pretty much the story here. Up next for these teams, it will be Lynn Classical playing home to Danvers on Tuesday night, and this Revere team will host Lynn English at home on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us. Once again, our final score, Revere 55, Lynn Classical 53, here on MSO News Sports.